I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in to KSL's Unrivaled Thursday night. Hope you're having a fantastic evening. We're live here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSL News Radio app. A lot of different ways for you to take in the show tonight. We'll be taking you up through the next hour. I'm Mitch Harper, filling in for Alex Keery, and joining me tonight is Sam Farnsworth. We got a lot of great topics to get to this evening, but let's get right to it in the 805 Cut.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
When will the NBA season return? It's one of the big questions, and that's where we start things off in the cut this evening. And like I said, KSL 5 TV's Sam Farnsworth is with me tonight. Sam, this is the first time you and I have done some radio together. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is outstanding, Mitch. Little do our listeners know how far back we go. I mean, we've been on trips together, my man. We went to Tennessee together to watch but cover that BYU game. We drove from Salt Lake City together to Las Vegas for the college basketball tournaments this year and spent a little over a week together. And I just feel like this is supposed to happen. This is meant to be. Mitch Harper and Sam Farnsworth here on KSL Sports Radio here on 1160 and 102.7 FM. So good to be with you, Mitch.
It definitely is. And we even had family members that lived in the same neighborhood.
No kidding.
we go
full
way
circle.
Far back. But the NBA is a huge topic, Sam, yeah. And that's where we start things off in the cut. And Jazz fans everywhere, I think, you know, there's feelings of they want to see the team back in action.
Right.
But there's also a lot of questions as to when will the season start and what will maybe be the chemistry for this Jazz team, as there's so many questions surrounding that group. I mean, what do you kind of see is when we could see the NBA back in action?
Well, they're obviously taking the right steps. They're moving in the right direction. They've got another meeting coming up tomorrow between the commissioner and the Board of Governors where a lot of decisions will probably be made, although I don't expect there to be a final decision on, okay, we're going to start on this day, everything's going to get going. But it sounds like, you know, they've got the whole idea narrowed down to the bubble concept there in Orlando at Disney World, which I think is a great idea. You know, if you can't travel, if you can't have games at home venues, why not do something like this? I think it would be very similar to what we see in Summer League action in Vegas, or even, you know, when the Summer League's here in Salt Lake. But in Orlando, kind of that bubble concept, it sounds like things are going in the right direction for that. Now, the question is here, they've got to decide on how many teams they're going to bring down there still. If it's going to be a full slate, if they're going to narrow it down to 20, 24, somewhere in that ballpark, if they're going to seed teams and do a play-in to a postseason tournament, or if they're just going to get straight to a tournament. So there's little details here that have to be figured out. No matter what, I think everyone anticipates the Utah Jazz to be a big part of that when they get back. Right? I've seen kind of mock seedings going on with the Jazz seeded to maybe go up against Houston already again for a tournament spot. And Jazz fans, I think what it comes down to is they're just going to be excited to see the team get back. Now, how is it going to be different? Obviously, there's no Boyan, right? He's had the wrist surgery. He's done. He's gone for the year. I think that was probably the smart decision, though. He's been playing with it hurt for a bit now. If the season would have returned earlier, could he have played through? Yeah, probably. But you have to look big picture and into next season now already with how long this is going to. So Boyan's out. What about the relationship? Donovan and Rudy. Obviously, that was highly publicized, Mitch, with what went on with coronavirus and everything like that. Apparently, they've come to terms. They've put that behind them. They're ready to move forward. But the biggest question is, with this time off, and this doesn't just affect the Jazz, Mitch. This affects everyone. With how much time has been off, are we going to see anything similar to the teams that we saw during the regular season of the NBA that suddenly came to a halt back in March? Are these teams going to be anything similar to what they were when they do resume play here in Orlando? That's the big question, and I really don't think there's going to be an answer until we actually see them hit the floor.
Yeah, I really think, you know, some of the teams that have the older guys that are really financially secure. I know all NBA guys got a lot of money and they're all financially mm-hmm. secure, but the guys that got the really big contracts, like a Mike Conley, like a LeBron James, where they got the home gyms, I think that's maybe going to give them like an upper hand, because there's other NBA players that probably don't have the huge, lavish home gymnasiums to, right. to work with. So maybe they've had some difficulties getting the spots. I mean, maybe in recent weeks, things have opened up a touch and they got more options at their disposal, and NBA teams are getting their facilities opened up as well. But yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to kind of see what these teams look like. I mean, I think you look at teams like the Milwaukee Bucks, who's atop the standings. Mm-hmm. They got to be, you know, in a situation where, like, are they going to be that same squad? We know Giannis is probably going to be great, but how is the rest of that group going to look? And the Lakers as well out west. I think there's got to be some sort of resolution, though, as far as when the NBA is going to resume and what the structure of the playoffs are going to look like in the next 10 to 14 days. Because we're now approaching 3 months where the NBA has made literally no money. And at some point, there's got to be a decision made. We're seeing other sports making a lot of progress. The NBA has got to make a decision, I think, within the next 10 days, I would think.
Yeah, and not only you know, the money being lost, but the longer you go without play, the more of an offseason it feels like. Joe Ingles is one of the guys who's been vocal about that in his podcast earlier this spring. He mentioned that the longer they go without playing, he feels like they're already in the offseason, right? There's other players. Yeah. Damian Lillard's been outspoken about it, saying, you know, if he feels like his team doesn't have a shot, then why would they resume play? Let's just hit the offseason. Now, obviously, we're talking about a team that's on the fringe, right? Portland's just on the outside of the eight teams in the Western Conference. So I think there's going to be several players probably that feel that way, that are teams that are maybe in the lower half of their conference that maybe don't feel like they have a shot at winning a title, if that's what you want to call it, is going for the title here. Is it worth their time to come back and be locked down in a bubble for several weeks or months to finish out a season in a tournament that they may not have a chance to play, to even compete in, really? I think there's maybe, you know, you mentioned Milwaukee and the Lakers and probably the Clippers, Raptors, Nuggets, maybe even the Jazz feel that they have a legitimate shot if they come back and put together a run. So there's a lot of questions that will only be more amplified, I guess you could say, if they don't make a quick decision. Because the longer you go, the worse of a chance you have at having a quality product when you come back too, I feel. And NBA fans, I don't care who you are, if the product is not a good product, it's going to feel sloppy. I don't want it to feel like it's the beginning of the season or feel like it's even summer league. I want it to feel like they've had a whole season. Because what we normally see in the postseason is the best NBA basketball has to offer. And that's what I want to see if and when they come back. I believe they're going to come back. I believe decisions are going to be made quickly because they understand, like what you said, Mitch, they understand you can't push this much further without suffering more repercussions here. So you've got to come up with a, hopefully it's this weekend, they come up with a finalized plan here that they can vote on and agree upon and get going.
I think the NBA is definitely going to be back, and I think, you know, the playoff setup is going to be really interesting to see what it ends up looking like. I hope that it just ends up being best of seven throughout all each round, because that's what the NBA playoffs should be. I don't think it should be shortened, and I think Obviously, yeah. The TV partners probably want to have best of seven as well throughout.
Yeah, no doubt. It's got to be a good tournament or no tournament. Let's see what they come up with, you know, and hopefully it happens. We're seeing other leagues. They've got to make decisions as well. Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up, and maybe a little bit of what the state of Utah has been doing to reintroduce professional sports as well. We're going to take our first break, though, here on Unrivaled tonight with your fill-in hosts, Mitch Harper and Sam Farnsworth. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.